Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and here at the Dallas County Health Department, speaking with the community health educator, Natalie Peters. And Natalie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. We're here in the month of April, and we have a lot of topics to get through. We got alcohol and cancer. It's also Stress Awareness Month, and it's Distracted Driving Awareness Month as well. So we'll start off here with alcohol and cancer. So can you explain the connection between alcohol and cancer?
So alcohol can increase your risk of several types of cancer, including those of the mouth, throat, liver, breast, colon, and stomach. And the more alcohol someone drinks, the higher their risk of developing cancer. But even drinking in small amounts can increase your cancer risk. So alcohol can lead to cancer in several ways, and that includes by damaging body tissues, changing how the body reacts to harmful chemicals, reducing the body's ability to absorb nutrients, and then changing hormone levels as well.
And can you explain what are recommendations for alcohol intake, and can you name ways to decrease alcohol consumption?
Yeah, the American Cancer Society recommends not drinking any alcohol if you can. I know a lot of people do choose to drink, so the guidelines to minimize health risks for that are no more than 2 standard drinks per day for men or 1 standard drink per day for women. But if you're looking to cut back on how much alcohol you consume, you can start by setting limits for yourself ahead of time and letting your friends and family know. You could also consider alcohol-free alternatives like mocktails or non-alcoholic beer or wine, choosing smaller glasses, drinking slowly, and then alternating alcoholic beverages with water or other non-alcoholic drinks.
Awesome. And then can you explain what are resources available when it comes to alcohol and understanding cancer?
Yeah, if you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol, a great resource is Your Life Iowa. So you can just go to their website, yourlifeiowa.org. You can also connect with one of Your Life Iowa's counselors by calling 855-581-8111. Or there's another number for texting a counselor, and that is 855-895-8398. For free confidential support. And both of those phone numbers are listed on the yourlifeiowa.org website. And then as far as alcohol and cancer, alcohol consumption is just one of many risk factors for cancer. So if you're interested in learning more about cancer risk and prevention for other reasons, you can visit the American Cancer Society website, and that's just cancer.org.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. Now, Natalie, it's also Stress Awareness Month. So can you go over what burnout is as well as common causes for it?
Yeah, burnout is a state of exhaustion caused by prolonged stress. And in this case, it's usually work-related stress. So common symptoms of burnout include constant fatigue, feeling unmotivated and unproductive, developing negative attitudes towards work, and feeling overwhelmed. But often, burnout is caused by tight deadlines, excessive workloads and long hours, feeling a lack of control at work, and also feeling unappreciated or unsupported. So really, any negative experiences at work can lead to burnout over time.
And how can stress really affect your health?
Well, work-related stress, just like other forms of stress, can really dampen your health in a lot of areas. So chronic stress can lead to heart problems, a weakened immune system, poor mental health, including depression or anxiety, and then headaches, muscle tension, sleep problems. So really the list goes on and on.
And again, can you identify ways to combat work stress or burnout?
Yeah, so work stress can be kind of difficult to address because you aren't always able to control the causes. However, you can try to manage your stress in a few different ways. So taking regular breaks as allowed while working is important, getting enough sleep and staying physically active on your own time, and then setting boundaries between work and personal time to try to maintain a sense of a work-life balance. But definitely it's important to speak up and confide in others when you're feeling overwhelmed. So a good place to start is your supervisor or coworkers to get some support right there at the source at work. But, you know, just leaning on a friend or a mental health provider is a great option too. And if things don't improve, you know, you might just want to consider a job or career change if that's what feels right to you.
Again, we are speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. And now, Natalie, we have Distracted Driving Awareness Month, so a couple more things here. Can you share the risk of distracted driving?
Right. So anytime you're driving while distracted, and that can be using your phone, which is a common one, but it can also be looking at paper maps, eating some lunch, searching for something in your car, or just focusing on conversations or music or things like that rather than the road, you're really increasing your risk of being in an accident. So that could harm not only you, but others on the road, or, you know, depending on the situation, even pedestrians or people riding bikes. So obviously, when we think about that, the worst case scenario is finding yourself in a fatal crash. But even minor accidents can lead to expensive vehicle damages and higher insurance rates, and no one wants to deal with those either. So it's really best to try to avoid distracted driving.
Absolutely. And now talk about tips for staying focused on the road.
Sure. So first step is kind of like think about what distracts you most while driving, so you can kind of make a targeted approach. So for many people, it's their phone, like I said. So it's best to put it somewhere out of reach so you're not tempted to use it while driving. So maybe your glove box or your trunk. If you're someone who needs to pull up your map to figure out where you're going, or you want to set up some music or a podcast, try setting all that up before, you know, you put the car in drive. So get all that set up before you even hit the road, and then you won't have to worry about it when you're actually driving. But, you know, if something comes up and you need to send a text or fix something on your phone, be sure to pull over to a safe area to do so instead of trying to sneak it. And then if you're driving longer distances, you can try splitting up the driving responsibility with a passenger, and be sure to take lots of breaks to stretch your legs, kind of reset your mind, or grab a bite to eat before you hit the road again.
Again, we have been speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department to go over several things: alcohol and cancer, stress awareness month, and distracted driving awareness. And so, Natalie, thank you so much for joining me and going over all of that.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.